This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Rambam tells us regarding Hilchos Sfira and Hilchos Tmidim Musaf and Perek Zayin Halacha Chaf Hei that every night when you make Sfira, you have to make a bracha. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Shekel Hashem says, Tzivanu, Al Sfira So'emer. Says the Rambam, Mana, but what if you counted V'loi Birech and you didn't make a bracha? Yatsa, and you don't have to go back and make another bracha. So the question is, of course you don't have to make a bracha. We know B'chol HaTorah Kula, brachas are not ma'akev. Brachas never prevent you from fulfilling the mitzvah. Why would you go back and count with a bracha? You're ready to go to the mitzvah. You can't make a bracha. The Rambam doesn't say anywhere else in the whole Mishnah Torah, by the way, if you did the mitzvah and you didn't make a bracha, you don't go back and do the mitzvah and make a bracha. Why here does the Rambam feel the need to tell me that you don't go back and make a bracha? It's pshita, it's obvious. Well, explains Rav Moshe Shapiro in the Sefer Afike Mayim on Sfira Sa'omer and Shavuos, page Kuf Yod Gimel. The Rambam is coming, la'afuke the shita of the Machzor Vitri, brought in the Avodraham. In fact, the Machzor Vitri holds that if you count without a bracha, you could go back and make the bracha again. And the Avodraham explains, the Rambam disagrees with this. The Rambam holds, once you counted, you're yoytzeh, and you can't go back and count with a bracha. But you see, there's a legitimate shita in the Rishonim, and that's why the Rambam has to come la'afuke that opinion. There's a legitimate shita, and in fact, that's the shita of the Machzor Vitri, that the bracha is needed, and therefore if you counted without the bracha, you go back and you count again with a bracha. Apparently, there is a very strong tzad, there's a very strong rationale to say that the bracha is the part is part of the mitzvah. That not only is the mitzvah of Sfira counting the day, but part of it is making a bracha. In fact, we find in the Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Pei Tes of Katan Hei in the Chok Yaakov that the correct nusach for Sfira is Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvayis V'tzivanu Al Sfira So'imer Shehayoyim Yoyim Shlishi Ba'imer, that you incorporate the counting in the bracha and you incorporate the bracha in the counting. And even though the Taz disagrees, and the Magen Avraham also says, no, say Hayoyim Yoyim, and the Be'er Heitev he brings, that even the Nusach of Sheh Hayoyim is not wrong. So apparently there is a very strong basis to say that when it comes to Sfira So'imer, making the bracha is part of the mitzvah. Why is that? Well, Rav Moshe Shapiro explains Al Pi Hashkafa, an amazing concept. And that is, he says, on page Kuf Samach Gimel, that the Gemara tells us in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, there are 50 gates of wisdom, all were given to Moshe except for one. That means for all practical purposes, Ba'olam Hazeh, there are 49 gates of wisdom, and that's because it's Zeh Le'um Hazeh Asa Lekim. There are 49 gates of Chachma, corresponding to 49 gates of Tuma. The 49 gates of Tuma are represented by Mayav. Mayav is Gematria 49. They are the epitome of Tuma to the 49th level. And Moshe Rabbeinu is on the 49th level of Kedusha. Amazingly, the purpose of the days of Sfira are to overcome the 49 levels of Tuma represented by Mayav. By counting each day of Sfira, we elevate ourselves above one of the levels of Tuma of Mayav. Once we do that, on the 50th day, we're zoicha to the highest level of Kedusha, which is Leidas David himself, the birth of David HaMelech, who was born on the Yom HaChamishim, the day of eternity. Each day of Sfira, we elevate ourselves and extricate ourselves from the Tuma of Mayav. Where does Mayav come from? Light, in Aramaic. Light is Layit, a lashon of curse. Mayav is rooted in Klala. The days of Sfira then are to overcome that klala and to enter the realm of bracha. Therefore, as part of the Sfira, we make a bracha because we're trying to extricate ourselves from the 49 levels of Tuma of Mayav. That's why, says Rav Moshe Shapiro, the Gemara tells us we need to lay in Parshas Bechukaisai before Shavuos to get out, to get away, to throw away the 49 klalos of Bechukaisai, representing the 49 koiches haTuma of Mayav. But this gives us an insight into the shita of the Machzor Vitri, into the nusach brought in the Magen Avraham, that the brach of Sfira is part of the mitzvah because the purpose of the mitzvah of Sfira is to overcome the tuma, the klala of Mayav, by elevating it and by removing it through the bracha of Sfira, not just the counting, but the bracha itself. an amazing insight into the Shita of the Machzor Vitri and the Magen Avram and the Avoida of Sfira. May we be Zoicha by counting 49 days of Sfira. May we be Zoicha to the Leda of Mashiach Tzidkenu, Ben David, Yavai V'Galenu, B'mher V'Yomenu, Amen, Agotavach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.